all your excuses are lies. Little lies that you think makes life easier, but they don't. They're lies. They don't make life easier. It's going to tell you nice little things to try and steer you down the wrong path. Don't listen to the lies. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. Now, the truth is, you have time. You have the skill. You have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Character is the ability to carry out a resolution long after the excitement of the moment has passed. Are you going to say you want to do something? Do it for 2 weeks and then quit like you did last year, like you did the year before last? You say you want to lose weight, get in shape, get your business off the ground, and then turn around and party, get lit, drink alcohol, eat like crap, and continue to live below who you were created to be? No. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric. It is time to go from being counted out to being counted on.
You want to get better? Stop looking for a shortcut and go find your alarm clock and find your discipline and find your guts and your passion and your drive and find your will. Every day is a new day, a new week, a new shot at life. An opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I am the aggressor. I am on the attack because I will not stop.
No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and act whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind, so whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream. I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime.
Cause I'm pissed off for greatness. Cause if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. There ain't no man in here okay with being just space.
The only thing that you can always, always, 100% of the time control is the amount of effort that you put into each attempt. That you can control every single time.
If you wrote that this was the class that you were signing up for, then be at every single class. Make up in your mind, I will not miss one class. Every engagement I do, I don't care what event it is. When I show up, I'm bringing you the best version of Eric Thomas. No excuses.
As we begin to focus on developing ourselves, as we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, activating the thinker in us and disciplining and putting on hold the emotional part of ourselves, it's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice. You'll get better and better.
You can't be average and be a legend. You can't be good and be a legend. You can't be a good person and be a legend. You can't be great, really, and be a legend. You gotta be phenomenal. I want you to push for legend. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 120. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You gotta execute, and you gotta go from 70 to 120.
I know you want nothing more than to just sleep in today. You just want 5 more minutes of sleep. Just 5 minutes. But I'm telling you, no, you cannot do that. Those 5 minutes are not worth bowing down to weakness. Bowing down to procrastination. Bowing down to the short-term gratification. Are those 5 minutes so great that you're willing to push back your dreams, push back your goals, push back everything you've always wanted?
No, don't allow it. Don't allow those weak voices in your head to win. If you allow those voices to win, you'll be a slave to them for the rest of your life. Be strong. Be powerful. Get aggressive.
As soon as you feel that urge to crawl back in bed, get yourself up immediately. This is where you win. This is the first battle of the day. This victory will establish your mindset for the next 24 hours. So you've got to decide to destroy your weak feelings and do what you know you need to do.
Don't allow yourself to sleep in. Don't allow yourself to take the easy path. Don't allow yourself to falter. Rise up and aggressively move forward down the path toward victory.
If you're really going to be successful, if you're going to have it, if you're going to be it, you got to take ownership of your life.
I want you to say the reason I'm not amazing yet is because I hit the snooze button. I'm not amazing yet because I couldn't get up on time, because I told myself I'm not a morning person. I'm not amazing yet because I'd rather make excuses than make adjustments. I choose to do what's convenient, not what is right. When you can own up to that, you can change yourself. When you cut this off, I want you to go look in the mirror and promise yourself, from this day forward, I will become the very best version of me.
It's your dream. If you're gonna have it, get your ass up and make it happen. If you're gonna have it, you gotta work day and night to get it.
The difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word: application. They hear it, they learn it, then they actually start doing it consistently.
If you're not consistently moving forward and not consistently contributing each day, then of course you're not gonna be happy with yourself. It's that lack of daily consistency that ends up hurting our own self-esteem.
Because everyone can show up and be great once in a while. But to show up every single day of your life and not stray from executing on the task over and over, that takes discipline. It's discipline to do the things you really don't want to do when you know you need to do it.
Those who do it on a consistent basis because they demand that of themselves every day, those are the ones who achieve true confidence, true self-esteem, a true life of greatness.
Even if you're nervous, you got to do it anyway. Why? Because the people who are living on purpose, the people at the top, they don't make excuses. They make a way.
Even if you're not being encouraged, do it anyway. Even if you're not being validated, do it anyway. The question is, can you just be faithful in the small things? Can you be consistent? Can you be persistent? Can you be committed in the dark? Can you be steadfast? Can you be unmovable?
Speak life into that dream and say to yourself, I am determined, come hell or high water, to win.
From this day forward, all I do is win. All I do is execute. You gotta start it, then make up in your mind that you're not leaving until you finish it. And if you can get to a point in your life where you finish everything you start, you're gonna be miles ahead of everybody else.
I don't care how difficult it is. I need you to finish. I don't care how you feel. I need you to finish. I don't care if you feel defeated. I need you to finish.
Get yourself on the path to health, the path to happiness, the path to success. And that path is the path of discipline. Get on it and get after it. Yes, it's gonna be hard. Yes, it's gonna suck, but you got what it takes.